Shiva Sultan, the Tanas of Shiva Sultan, if they're at work, they're busy, life is going on, normally you have a mincha to interrupt the day, so you kind of you have your mind set on the Tanas. But this particular Tanas is a very good example of how you can live a day totally normal, and you might completely forget about the Tanas. Someone told me that he was talking to a friend about how you shouldn't eat on the Tanis, and the friend took a drink, and none of them noticed until it actually finished. So I thought it would be a good opportunity to discuss some of the halakhas of what happens if you actually start eating on a Tanis Sivur. And as part of these halakhas, I know there's a Mishnah Berurah this year, anyone who's gone through Mishnah Berurah and done the halakhas on a Tanis Sivur will understand that it's actually incredibly complicated, because there is no such siman as Hilchas Tanis Sivur. There is a siman of Hilchas Tanis. What do you do if you make a Tanis? Therefore, a lot of these halakhas are interwoven, and I hope that by the end of the next 15 minutes we have left, that we'll be able to understand not only the halakhas that are relevant if you eat on a Tanis Sivur, but also how to actually apply them to other scenarios. There's two relatively straightforward halakhas of what happens if you're, let's say someone's in a meeting and he starts having a drink of water, and Baruch Atah Hashem, the King of the Melech Olam, Shahakol Niye Bidvaray. Oh no, what do I do now? Right? Does he have a drink? Does he not have a drink? Is there a brachah of a Torah? He's not allowed to eat. So this is straight away brought in the Shad Shuvah, who says that it brings the Kesef, who says you should actually drink less than eat less than a shear. We'll get to how much is a shear in a minute, but if we have time. But you should have less than a shear and therefore not say a bracha or levatala. But the Shad Shuvah says no. I think in a Tanis Sivur, you should straight away not have anything to eat, and you should say Baruch Shem Kavod Leilam Void, right? Baruch Shem Machosod Leilam Void. And the Bura Locha explains that he actually brings a Rebbe Yosef itself, and the Rebbe Yosef says that Va'ikah Halacha the Mutter Litoim Kolshu. What you should do if you say a bracha and you haven't eaten yet, you should actually have a little bit to eat. Lepachos Tanis Durabonim, especially the Tanis Sivur, which is Durabonim, which is, and the Bura Locha explains, it's much from what Rabbi Yosef said, that even in Yom Kippur, you should have a Kolshu. Right? Oh, exactly. He said, the way he puts it down, the way Rabbi Yosef says is, you should have something. Lepachos Tanis Durabonim, even, especially in a Tanis, which is Durabonim, Mashma, Yom Kippur, you should have it, less than a shir. And he explains. He says that I think the Rabbi Yosef is going to Shitasoi, because he holds that a bracha levatala is deraisa. There is a big machlokas whether if you say a bracha levatala, is it considered like you've been like you said a shavuah shav, and therefore it's a deraisa to say a bracha levatala. And if that's the case, if he holds it's a bracha levatala, then even on Yom Kippur, where you can have, well, even that's a shayla, but let's say you can have a less than a shayla, you ask me, let's pocket.
Some people really
you ask Chetzi Shia after the Torah. That's a good question. But he said, but even says, but therefore, definitely a Tanis Sivur, the Rav Yosef said that you should have less than a Shia because it's Durbonim, because Bracha Levatala is the Raisa. But he argues, and he says that no, you should definitely, you should say Bracha Levatala, like the Shad Shuvah. And Rav Yosef, I saw brought down the Rav Yosef also says that you should say Bracha Levatala. So straight, so stage one is I have a drink. I said Shechianu, I said Shachol, and I said, oh no, quickly, don't drink. Say Rosh Hashanah for Malchus Adonai. Good. What about if you ate and you're a good Jew, you want to still daven? Do you say Aneinu in davening? So that is often a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, I didn't see anyone who argues with this Mishnah Berurah. He says that I think if you ate. He says in the Tanis Sivur, He's still allowed to say Aneinu. Why? We are fasting on this Tanis. Why should you take the Chachamim? This Tanis boy. Chachamim said a halacha that you have to fast on this day. And therefore, even though I ate, right, by mistake, whatever it is, but still, the Olam is fasting, therefore, Aneinu, we own some Tanis. So that's.
Well, there's no way. For example, if someone is not well.
Yeah, not well.
Not
well. No. Now the question I've got, okay, now there's a couple of questions which are a bit more in depth, but I'm not going to discuss today. So you could, one question is, what about davening from the Amud? Another question is, what about being called up for leining? That's out of scope for today, but it's also nafkumins that come out from eating. The question that is a very important question and that comes out is, what do I do now? Let's have eaten a whole meal, right? Because they're not machalek, whether you have a kazayas or a kibetz or a whole meal, right? What do I do now? Do I finish the tannis? Do I fast another day? What do I have to do? And for this, we're going to bring in two gemaras, and hopefully from these two gemaras, we're going to explain the mahalak, which will not only answer this question and give us a way forward, but also explain a bit of an underlying concept of what is a concept, what is a tannis, and it will really help us in terms of general knowledge as well. So the Gemara Yishalmi, in the diary, says like this: Rav Amar, Rav said, Mesanin shows you can actually fast just a few hours a day, right? Why? The Rav Amar loiva adam tanis sait uparea. You can loiva tanis uparea. You can have some kind of bank account subscription, whatever it is. You can say, I'm going to fast these 2 hours. And I'll do that, and I'll eat now, but then remember, I'll make it up another day. And I'll fast another couple of hours, and then whatever I've missed, I'll make up another day. And you can kind of have this kind of ongoing.
A fast between meals,
exactly, yeah. I think it's been taken by other religions as well. So that's Rav in the Yerushalmi, and then we pass him like Rav. Shmuel says, I'm a Shmuel, is this what you call a neder? Neder is sanos. If you made a neder to fast, the shachach, and you forget, for achol, you eat a kazayis, ibotanis, so yeah, you've lost your tanis, right? There's machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether you can do this kind of subscription or not. Rebbe Abba B'Shem Rabbonin to someone who Shama Yom Stam. When Rav says you can pay back and you can borrow your fast debt times and pay it back, that was when a person said Tanis Sam. Now you're going to ask them, why am I talking about Tanis? This is a Tanis Yachid. This isn't a Tanis Sivan. All these are very much interwoven, and we have to understand that Loch is a Tanis Yachid, and then we'll be able to apply it to a Tanis Sivan. So the Rebbe Abba B'Shem Rabbonin says, the Rav, when he says you can loiva parei, you can borrow, you can pay back, that's when he says a tanis tam, meaning, however, I'm gonna fast one of these days, whoever it is, yeah, or out of these 10 days, I'll fast one of them. But imam aloyim zeh, if he says I'm gonna fast on this day, misanu misham, you have to fast and you have to complete the fast, right? And believe it or not, there's actually machlokes rishonim about what you do if you say yom zeh. Even though it's a mefurash gemara, right? The gemara says if you fast on yom stam, on any day, you can pay it back. And if you say yom zeh, this particular day, I have to complete it and I cannot pay it back. Says the Rosh, well, that's the halach. Finish, right? If I say yom zeh, this particular day, which is very similar to the time of Sivur, then I've got to finish it and I can't pay it back. But the Ravid says, no, you're actually allowed to pay it back on a Yom Zeh as well. Right? And they ask the Rashi, what are you talking about? This Gemara is often a Gemara connected to the Ravid. The Ravid, how on earth can you say Yom Zeh this particular day, how on earth can you pay it back? It makes sense. This Gemara says, Lehedja, not like that. And the Rashi responds, and he says, do you think when the Gemara says, Ha'ema Yom Zeh, the son of Shalim, when it says if you said Yom Zeh, the sign of the shalom, you have to fast and complete it, you think it's forcing you to do that? It's for shus. The Gemara is saying no, you're allowed to do that. So it comes out the Rosh and the Rambam and the Rif all say like the Pashtus of the Gemara that you have to complete it, and the Ravid and the Rashba say you're allowed to complete it. Right? You're allowed to either say I'm going to borrow this day and I'm going to pay it back later, or if I forget and I eat my mistake, or I can say I'm going to complete it. The Chumash Deshem says like this: what happens if I forget and I eat? on Shabbos and Tammuz. Interesting enough. Yireh says, Yireh, the aim of Sana Yirmacha, I should not fast another day. This is the question we're dealing with. Do I have to fast another day if I ate by mistake? The Avar Gav, this is an interesting thing, to know the Noegim and the Dattikim, that even though the really holy people, they are knowing the Sana Yirmacha, they are knowing to fast another day. Avar Mishayin Tzrik, even though they don't need to, Mikomakom and Machmir and the Dattikim and the Mebet Tavayu, they do both these things. Why? Mipnei Kabbalah Yom Zeh. They want to, if they had a Kabbalah of Yom Zeh, they complete the day. Upoim Mekayim Tanis Shalom. And then they do another day to Mekayim the Inyan of Tanis Shalom. But, he says, Tanis Sibah Kavua, a Tanis Sibah which is fixed in the calendar, Megazeus Chachomim. The Chachomim said this day is going to be fixed. The Choyva Lesanis, and you have a Chiyuv to fast. Im Shachach Va'achal, so by mistake you made, you ate, you had in your business meeting, and you had your drink, or you had your food by mistake. Tzarech Le'ashlim Al-Karcha, you have to make that day up. Shara Yom Zeh Asav Achilim Adrabonim. This day is not like a normal day. This day is a day which is Asav to eat. Ve'ein Tzarech Le'froya Achet Tochtov. You can't do it. And these are some very important words. All the reason I'm bringing this is not just for Pilpul. It's all brought in the Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch. That's very important for our understanding of the Halacha. So the last says, therefore, you do not need to be doing. But then he says, it's an interesting word, and you can't rectify what you've done. If you shouldn't do another day if it's not for kapara. Now the Shulchan Aruch, Ad Kan Rishonim and the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch says, Neda Lisanis Yom Zeh. Neda, again, I thought it's went to Tanis Sibah here. Again, it has to start off with a Neda, Tanis Yochet, and we're going to apply the Tanis Sibah. But Shachach V'achol Mashlim Tanis, so you have to finish your Tanis, right? So far, like the Rosh. But what do you Tanis Chaloim Osha Tanis Sibah? And same thing is true, you have to finish your Tanis, even if it's a Tanis Sibah. Right. You have a regular Tanis, right? It says the Ramah, then someone comes from the Ramah and says this, the Yesh Machmirim, and there are those people who are Machmir, that are full of a Neder, even a Neder Lissanish Yom Zeh, even with the Neder to fast on this particular day, the Chayav Lahashlim, Mikomakon, Machmirim Lissanish Yom Achim, even on a Neder which I say, this particular day I'm going to fast, which the Gemara Yishalmi within the Rosh says you have to complete it, right? I'm not allowed to make it up, eat between meals, right, whatever it is, fast between meals. Even though the Ramah says that there are people who say you should do another day. They do both things. They complete the full day and they also fast another day. The Magen Avraham says, what's going on here? He says, I explain. You got the Rosh in the Yishalmi who says that if he says Yom Zeh, you have to complete the fast, right? And you got the Ravid who says that you're allowed to pay it back another day. Says the Magen Avraham, this Ramah is choshish for both days. He's choshish, you have to complete the day. You have to, on Yom Zeh, you have to complete the day. But he's also choshish for the Ravid that because I can do another day, I should do another day. And that's high paskins. However, the Magen Avraham says, but on the Tanis Sibah, that's a totally different story. You did not fast another day if it's not for a kapara. And they bring down the Maril, the Chumash brings down the Maril, that he actually commanded someone for a kapara, you have to fast on another day. This guy ate on the Tanis Sibah, and the Maril said, you have to fast another day for a kapara. So I want to understand, I've got a short note here. This is the only makor for what he ate in a Tanis Sibah, and it's intertwined with the halachas of a Tanis Yochid, and the Tanis, and if I say Stam, and the Yom Zeh, and there's Magen Avraham, and it's all a bit of a mush. And what is the difference between, why is the Magen Avraham Machalik? What is the difference between a Tanis Sibah and not a Tanis Sibah? If it's all one big mush, then the halachas should apply to both. At this stage of the game, I should have to really go with this Ramah and complete the Tanis and also fast another day. But the Magen says, no, you don't have to. The Shulchan Aruch says, don't have to. What's going on? Second Gemara, and no more Gemaras after this. There is a Gemara in Tanis, right? And with this, we'll explain what the difference is, and that will lead on to our Yisoy. Amar Rav Yehuda Barab, Lo Ba'adam Tanisoy Uparim, that you're allowed to borrow and pay back, right? Carrying to Shmuel, Amali, he said to me, the Chineda Kabbalah, the Delay Sagi Delay Nishalim, he didn't make a Neda. It's very naturally cavalier. He only wanted to cause himself sad. If he causes himself sad, it's done, finished. Therefore, he fasts a couple of hours, he's okay. And if he's not, he's not. So, the Rosh asked the question, it's mashmash of the Gemara in Tanis that you can, that even if you're in Zer, I can pay back. So, but what's going to show me? And he explains the Yisod, which is very important. There's the Yishami talking about a regular fast, a regular yortzeit, a guy fast on a regular basis. And therefore, that's the Yom Zeh in the Yishami. What's Yom Stam in the Yishami? It's when I say, oh, I'm going to fast tomorrow. It's not a regular yortzeit. It is a Yom Zeh. It is a specific day, but it's not a regular thing. We're a completely different world now. You've got the Yishami there. Yom Zeh is a regular fast, like a yortzeit, or the Bach says, like a kind of civil. And they have the Gemara in Tanis that says that Yom Zeh is a whole notch down. It's like, oh, I'm going to fast tomorrow. And that's that, therefore, the Yom Zeh in Tanis is the Yom Stam in the Yishami. Right? And the Beis Meir explains. Beis Meir brought down the Be'alocha, it's brought down the Mishnah Berurah. The Beis Meir explains, therefore, that when the Tanis Sibur, which is Yom Zeh, That's when we say that you have to mashlim. That's the mechaber. You have to mashlim. You can't pay it back because it's a regular day in the calendar. The chacham said I have to fast on that day, and so therefore I can't make it up, right? Because it's a regular day. But when the Ramah says you have to do both, yesh machim to do both, he's talking about I'm going to fast the next day. I'm going to fast the mach, and that's the next day. What about the maril? And we're finishing this maril. In any event, everyone says that the Maril says that when I'm in my business meeting, I have my drink. Let's say I had a kezias or a rish. We don't have time to discuss it. If you go after the kezias or you go after Yom Kippur, which said this, maybe I should do a Yom Kippur. That's also machlokes sechronim. We don't have time to discuss that. But I'm in my business meeting. I have my drink of water, which is a rivius. And I think the Kulei Almas says the Rebbeis is a shear, so that you messed up your tannis. Shafach va'achol, the Rebbeis says, even made it, even by, and then, so I made a mistake and I ate. Says the Maril, you've got to do a kapara, you have to fast again. The Maril says, you have to fast b'hab. Monday, Thursday, Monday, three fastings, right? And so the Kaf Chaim says is that it's much better to have to fast all 3 days. Basically, if it's very hard, what you can do is you can fast just one day, and the other day you can give a tzedakah as a pigeon. And the Kaf Chaim says that, and the Matzah Ephraim also says the same thing, and he actually had something that if someone's chola, and he says, B'chein misha, if shalom yisadis, al pitzivah roofim b'kiyim. The doctor says, sorry, you're not allowed to fast. Menachem the first mamun. It's a good thing to be poder the mamun. So if we do sit constant, then the Maril says, so I in my business meeting, I have my drink, I have my food, I made a mistake, Lekuliyama, I did not need to fast again. But they all bring down this Maril that you should fast again as a kapara, and you've got the Kavchayim and the Matzah Ephraim said you can give money as a kapara instead of fasting again. Yeah.